Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 29. Christ's method. We're at Caesarea Philippi. In the villages around that place. And on the way to that place, Jesus is talking with his disciples, with the crowd following him. And he really is preaching to them. And as I've shown in the previous discourse, he's calling them for a verdict. Decision time. He wants to know. He wants to know what they think about him and so on. He's putting them on the spot. Now, I probably said in the previous discourse he did it by questions. Now, I want to go into this a bit more now. It's questions, questions, questions. Who do people say I am? But what about you? Who do you say I am? Now, this is a very important point, I think, in preaching. You notice that Jesus is not issuing a load of statements. No, he's probing them with questions. He's making them think. And the questions are not those foolish questions, those easy questions, you know, where it's yes or no. Am I the Christ? Yes. Will I die for sinners? Yes. It's not that. No, no. You have to put it in your own words. These are not weak questions. And they're not the questions that I hear so often in discourses today. Questions where the preacher is calling for reassurance. Isn't it? Doesn't it? Won't it? What he's saying is, I've made a statement, now I want you to reassure me. He's a wonderful Savior, isn't he? Yeah, well, that's a weak question. If you're going to make a statement, make a statement. But preaching should be more than just statements, more than just mere information, informing people. Preachers shouldn't be reading a news bulletin, a menu card, a program for some festival or something, giving a lecture, dishing out plenty of notes, but personal, probing questions, provoking thought, and response from the people. Notice how Jesus does it. He begins in the general. What do people say? But then he soon comes, and this is the point of it, he homes in to you. And it's emphatic here. And he's coming home to you, you, you. Preachers should be talking like this. Often today I hear preachers talking about we and us and them. No, it's you. Of course it is we, of course it is us, yes, but it's you. This is the point of the preacher. He's making it personal. I don't want to know what your friends say. I don't know what your family say. I want to know what you say, what you think, what you feel, what your response is. What think ye of me? Remember Newton's hymn, what think ye of Christ? What do you think? He's the personal. This is not pre-digested factual information, which you just have to absorb. It's not a one-way passage here, delivering slabs of theology. Not at all. It's not a clever division of the text. It's not a pile of notes. It's probing questions, pressing to the answer, pressing for the crunch, pressing for the decision and the verdict about himself, of course. Today, we live in an age of opinion makers. The TV tells us what to believe. No, no, my friend, that's not preaching. Of course it gives information. Don't misunderstand me. Preaching should be full of doctrine. But there should be the aspect of preaching, the real point of preaching, is to bring to that point of probing, response, and answer in a personal way. I've used this illustration before, but Spurgeon said one day in his discourse, he said, if you don't want Christ, why don't you go home? I urge you to go home. And he pressed them to go home. He commanded them to go home and get a piece of paper and write it down. I, today, John Smith, whatever your name is, put the date down and sign it. I'd want nothing more to do with this gospel, nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And sign it, he said. Keep it. Have it done with it. Have it done with. One man tried to do it, so I understand. But he couldn't do it, and he was converted. Rome tells us, leave it to us. We'll tell you everything. We'll do the thinking for you. No, my friend, that's not the way. Christ wants your response now. And that's what I'm trying to do now. What do you think of Christ? Who is Christ to you? Do you trust him? Do you believe him? Do you receive him? Will you call upon his name? What do you say? What is your opinion? That's Christ's method. That must be mine. And brother, if you're a preacher, that must be yours. And in our conversations too, that's what it's got to be. I know it's difficult. I'm condemning myself by saying it. But this is the whole point of it. What do we think of Christ? Who is he to us? No, who is he to me, to you?